Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on prayer was recorded at our 2009 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
If you were to read this exact same thing, it's listed in Luke chapter 11. And he gives what's commonly called the Lord's Prayer. That same thing is repeated here beginning with Matthew chapter 6 verse 9. And in Luke 11, where it lists this exact same thing, it says, as he was teaching in one place, his disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. So all of these things that I'm going to be reading to you out of Matthew were in response to a question about, Lord, how do we pray? And the Lord started teaching on prayer. And look at the very first thing that he said here in Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 5. It says, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues. Before I go on with the rest of this, let me just make this point. Before Jesus taught how to pray, he taught against religious prayer. Now this is what I'm saying. It may offend you, but I'm not intending to offend. But until we get rid of religious traditions that make the Word of God of none effect, your prayers aren't going to be effective. Many of us have got our house built on a wrong foundation, and it's not going to stand the test, and this is one of the reasons. And so you know what? For some of you, I'm just pulling the foundation out from under you. I'm going to attack so many religious traditions that it may be offensive, but the purpose is to help you, not to hurt you. And I'm following the example of Jesus. When Jesus started teaching on prayer, the very first thing he said is, don't be like the hypocrites. They love to pray. So here's my first point. Hypocrites love to pray. Hypocrites love prayer. Did you know prayer in itself has no value? Muslims pray, Hindus pray, Buddhists pray, and it does no good whatsoever because you can't get anything from God the Father except through the name of Jesus. And there isn't just one God who manifests himself. There's not many roads to God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. You cannot have a relationship with the true and living God except going through Jesus. There is no Buddhist path or Muslim path or any other path. It says in Acts chapter 4 that there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. You have to come to God through Jesus. And so there's people all over the world that love to pray. There's people that spend hours and hours and hours praying. Hypocrites love to pray. Just because you pray does not mean that you are connecting with God. That's important that you understand that. There is no virtue in prayer. There is virtue in relationship with God. And all prayer is communication. Right now, I'm communicating with you. You know, we even say this. We say, I pray you. And what that is, that's a request. It's just a communication. It's an old English way of saying it. We don't use it a lot, but we do that talking to people. You communicate with people. That's all prayer is communication. And when you have to change your voice or get on your knees or fold your hands or cross yourself or do something before you can pray, you're just religious. Thank you for your thunderous silence. And I can tell many of you don't like this and you're offending me. And again, I offer to you, what you're doing, is it working? Is it changing anything? Are you seeing people raised from the dead? Are you seeing blind eyes open? Are you seeing miracles happen? You know, Melinda, she's the director of our prayer ministry here, and she was just telling me that our Atlanta GTS, we had 5 people come out of wheelchairs. We had blind eyes open, deaf ears open, people with curvature of the spine heal. We are seeing miracles happen. We'll see miracles happen right here tonight. I've already seen miracles happen praying back there with people. If you aren't seeing results, then why do we cling so hard to our religious traditions that aren't working? If you were truly connecting with God, there would be results. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, many of us are going through religious traditions that are making the Word of God of none effect. And unless you're willing to give up some of your traditions and do some things differently, you aren't going to get any different results. You know, it's a definition of insanity to keep doing the same thing and expect different results. Some of you have been praying for 20 years and you hadn't seen any results, and yet you're getting offended and you don't want to change. If it's not working, you ought to at least open the door a little bit and consider that maybe I am doing something wrong. Maybe there's a better way to pray. Amen or oh me. Hypocrites love to pray. Prayer in itself is not virtue. It depends on whether or not you are truly conversing with the Lord and making contact with Him. There's a right and a wrong way to pray. You know, one of the very first things I tell, especially women, it seems like women are more concerned about their husbands than husbands are about their wives. And I have women that come a lot of time and say, "Could you please help me? My husband's a reprobate and he does this and he does this and he does this. And would you please pray that he'd be saved? What can I do?" And one of the first things I tell them is quit praying for your husband. And some people are immediately offended. How could you say that? Because I've heard what they pray. If you spend 45 minutes saying, "Oh God, he's a reprobate. He beats me. He beats the kids. He beats the dog. He spends our money on junk. He's irresponsible. He won't clean up his clothes. He doesn't pick up after himself. He won't do anything around." And you just spend 45 minutes, "Oh God, look how bad he is." And then you say, "In the name of Jesus, save him." You know what? That prayer has done more damage than it's done good. You are going to have what you say. And if all you do is repeat the problem. See, a lot of people think that the purpose of prayer is to tell God how bad your situation is. I mean, God's got this huge desk in heaven, and there must be a million prayers that come across His desk every day. His inbox has got to be huge. And so you've got to just impress on Him how bad your deal is. And you got to say, "Oh God, the doctor said this." As if God doesn't know what's going on. Prayer is so that we can inform poor misinformed God about how urgent our situation is. This needs to go to the top of the pile. This can't go through the normal chain of command. We got to have a quick, urgent answer. Please put this to the top of the pile. That's the way some people pray, as if God doesn't know what's going on. That's all wrong. It's an insult to God. He's going to say some of these things as we go through this. But the very first point, you just need to realize that there is no virtue in prayer itself. Hindus pray, Muslims pray, Buddhists, Hare Krishna, everybody prays when they get a gun stuck to their head. "Oh God." Prayer in itself isn't going to do anything unless you pray correctly. There is a right and a wrong way to pray. There is a prayer that gets results. And if you aren't getting results, then you need to consider a better way to pray. Amen. So the first thing he says, when you pray, you shall not be as the hypocrites are. Here's one of the things that the hypocrites do. For they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. If you pray for show, whether it's for show to other people or show to yourself, you know what? Your prayers are hypocritical. And they're ineffective. Of course, I'm saying this to all of the people that didn't come tonight. God laid this on my heart for everybody who's not here, so you just take this for somebody else. This wouldn't apply to any of us. You know, I had a man come to me one time who used to work with Larry Lee. And I don't know how many of you remember Larry Lee. And back about 15, 20 years ago, there was a major push in the body of Christ on could you not pray 1 hour? And they took these scriptures from Matthew chapter 6, and they taught the Lord's Prayer and taught how to use it kind of as a track to run on, and taught you how to pray an hour a day. And they had, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of people around the United States praying an hour a day. And you know what? There's benefit to that. I'm not totally against that, but nonetheless, and I'm not saying this against Larry Lee, but one of his associate pastors who took his mantle and went out and taught his seminars, he came to Colorado where I was, and I went and heard him, and the next day he wanted to come by and see me, and the first thing he did was when he walked in, he says, "So how much do you pray every day?" And you know, immediately I tried to process, why does he want to know how much I pray every day? And I couldn't think of any good reason for it. It either had to be so that he could condemn me, criticize me, and have leverage on me, or it was to make himself look good in comparison or something. I couldn't think of it. Why would you go up and ask a person how much time they spend every day praying? I couldn't think of any good reason for it. But see, that's the way hypocrites are. They pray and they want everybody to know how much they pray. Actually, in Jesus' day, there was another passage over in the 23rd chapter of the book of Matthew where Jesus said that they sound a trumpet before them. And they would pray. And they had people that they paid to walk along, and they would blow trumpets so that everybody could see these Pharisees that would kneel down and pray openly. And when they gave an alms, they blew a trumpet so that everybody could see what they were doing. They did it to get praise of men. And you know what? There's a lot of people today that pray so that they can get praise from people. Either praise from people or so that you can soothe your own conscience. There are many of you that have been told that if you want more results, what you got to do is pray an hour. You got to do this and you got to do this. And so you're praying to fulfill some obligation so that you can feel good about yourself and feel that now I'm worthy. And God, see how I denied myself and I did this. If you are using that motivation, your prayer is useless. You're a hypocrite. I'm saying this in love. Everything I'm saying to you, God has said to me. I'm not mad at you, but I'm saying that's the wrong motivation. Prayer is supposed to be for communication. You know, how would you feel? God is a person. You know, this would really help you if you could just get this concept. That God is not a force. He's a person.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on a better way to pray. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM235 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. You can also get Andrew's book titled, A Better Way to Pray, for a gift of any amount when you ask for book number R321. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I want to thank those of you who are partners with us and helping us to get the gospel truth out. You know, we now reach over 60 million homes in the U.S. and 160 million homes outside of the U.S. And I tell you, I'm excited. People's lives are being changed. But there's much more to do, and those of you who have benefited from this program and yet have never become a regular partner with us, I'd like to ask you to pray about doing so. There are millions and millions of people that we need to reach with this gospel truth, and we can't do it without you. So I ask you to pray about it, and then as God directs you, become a regular partner with Andrew Womack Ministries.